know, I've been open to raising the minimum wage if it's offset by tax reform or other things that can reduce the cost of doing business. Remember, every increased cost to some of our small businesses is an increased cost that they may not be able to pass on to the consumer and stay in business and still keep those jobs. You know, I go to a lot of schools. I represent many universities, including the University of Illinois, and I visit them often, and the minimum wage gets brought up. And I ask the students to raise their hands if they're working a minimum wage job, and a good number will raise their hand. And I ask, who wants to make that minimum wage job you have right now a career? And I don't get anybody to raise that hand. They're getting the skills they need to get the job that they want to get into the career path that they've actually been studying for. So we can't take away opportunities also on universities for students to be able to work and help pay for their education. And one of the biggest surprises in this minimum wage debate was the opposition to it that I got from our own public universities in the state of Illinois, because it's going to cost students the ability to help work and pay for their own college costs. And that's a tragedy.